Thank you, praise team. Brandon, pray for me, brother.
Please pray with me.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. And Lord, thank you for giving us a gift of another day. And Lord, I thank you that you're always with us. Lord, your word tells us that you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. You're always with us. No matter what we're going through, you're always with us. And Lord, that faith, that trust that we can put in you helps us to go through trials, helps us to face any struggles, difficulties that we're going through with a greater trust and greater faith. Lord, it might even take fear, anxiety out of our lives. And if it doesn't take it out of our lives, Lord, it at least lessens it. And Lord, that lack of fear doesn't make me or anybody else a greater man, but it makes you a greater God. Huh. Lord, we come to church to bring our worship to you. And Lord, as we approach these next few moments, help us to lay all those fears, anxieties that we may have, those struggles that we may have in our lives aside. Help us to open our hearts, our minds, our ears, and help us to be fully devoted these next few moments to hear what you've laid on Brother Charlie's heart. I thank you for the time, the effort that he's put in to prepare this message. And Lord, I pray that you speak directly through him. Give him the courage to say what you've laid on his heart. Help him to approach us today unhindered, and help him to speak clearly, and help us to hear what he has to say. And help us all to leave this place today, change people, and help us to live to glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Brandon. Praise band, great job. That was a good set. Well, today, I want to talk about something that, look, I'm just a practical guy, you know? I mean, I think life is too short not to face reality every day in our lives, you know? Some people just live way out of bounds, way outside the box, and they just, you know, I mean, their lives are falling apart because they just, it's okay to dream, it's okay to have vision, but look, some people just don't live in reality, and today we're going to live there. We're going to talk about fear. There's not a person in this room that hasn't dealt with fear and worry and anxieties. Many of us are going through those things today. But look, I'm, you know, there's also a flip side of me. You know, that was kind of serious, but I'll have a little fun. Look, I want to talk about some phobias. Here in a moment, you're going to have some, we're going to show you some phobias, okay? And listen, I just want to preface this with letting you know, if you're struggling with any of these things, any of these phobias, please let me know, okay? This is lighthearted. If I offend you by any of these, I apologize. But if you struggle with any of them, please let me know and I will pray for you, okay? The first phobia we're going to look at is arachnobutyrophobia. Does anybody know what that is? Arachnobutyrophobia is the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth. All right. Look, now this little guy obviously is an acrobutrophobiaite, if that makes sense. I don't even know if that's a word. It sounded good. He decided to get it all over his body instead of in his mouth. And, you know, lots of luck whoever has to clean him up. The next phobia, pogonophobia. Pogonophobia is the fear of beards. So I'm thinking the Duck Dynasty gang, they're not pogonophobiacs. So this next one, now listen, I said if I offend you, I am really, really sorry, okay? The next one is felinophobia. What's that, do you think? Yeah, fear of cats. Now look at this cat. How can you fear him? You know, he's got something on his mind, doesn't he? The next one. Tachophobia, that is the fear of speed. Now look, I'm thinking that if somebody's going to be in an open cockpit vehicle going fast enough to make his face look like that, he is not a tachophobiac. Amen? The fear of speed. How do you keep the bugs from going in that pie hole? All right, now some of you may struggle with this next one, okay? It's homilophobia. Homilophobia is the fear of sermons. Look, you're in the wrong place if you're a homilophobiac. And last but certainly not least, because I would not do due diligence if while I'm up here, if I didn't touch this one, pelletophobia is having the fear of bald people. So there's my bald joke for the day, okay? We're through with hair jokes, so we got that one out of the way. Look, some of us are completely overwhelmed this morning with fear and anxieties in our life. And it breaks my heart to know that, because there is a way out. Look, I've been there. I've lived in doom and despair. I've lived in depression. And I've lived with fear chasing me around like the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion. And it's no fun to live that way. And I hope that the Word of God will speak to your heart this morning. Some of us are overwhelmed by fears this morning. Fear of failure, whatever that looks like. Financial fears. I know a lot of us struggle financially and live in financial fear. Some of us fear for our children and their well-being. And some of our children, they fear the future. They fear what's going to happen tomorrow. Much less looking ahead like some of us adults do. Some of us fear death, and we live in fear of dying for whatever reason. Maybe some of us are lost, and we don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and we fear death because we don't know what death will hold. We don't know what eternity will hold. Well, it's going to hold hell, by the way, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Some of us fear life in general. It's hard to even get up every day and put your pants on and your shirts on and get in the car and go to work or go to school or do whatever you do because we fear life. For whatever reason, it is hard for us to put one foot in front of the other every single day because we're in fear of something. Some of us in this room are completely overwhelmed with fear. You know, an old English Baptist preacher writer, F.B. Meyer, here's a quote from him. He penned this one time. Unbelief puts our circumstances between us and God, but faith puts God between us and our circumstances. And this morning, listen, we're going to look at a passage in Psalm. So if you would, turn in your Bibles to Psalm 37 or 34. Psalm 34, it's already on the board. If you're using a Pew Bible this morning, it's page 503. But listen, again, we live in a world where many people allow themselves to be limited by their fears of hurt, of disappointment, of criticism. And many times we have to obey before we can feel delivered from our fears. And we see in this passage how David prays to God and then experienced that release that all of us should have from our fears. You know, we cannot wait until we're overwhelmed by fears and by our worries. Listen, today, every day, we've got a sort of practice preventive medicine by praising God at all situations and at all times so we will not slip into those valleys of fear and discouragement. This morning, we're going to again take a look at a few biblical guidelines in overcoming our fears. And I feel that Davis gives us some huge insights in how to battle through those times of worry and fear and disappointment. And basically, what those times are in our lives, they're moments of faithless times. When we're living in fear, we're living faithless. Okay? We all experience that. We all experience that. So let's look at Psalm 34. Starting verse 1. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will boast in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad. Proclaim with me the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt His name together. Paul says, I sought the Lord and He answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant with joy. Their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. Let's pray. God, we love you. Thank you for this time. Father, I pray over my brothers and sisters here. God, some of us are living in fear to the point it is devastating. Our lives are falling apart because of it. And God, you can deliver us from those fears. Father, I pray today people will be honest and open and sincere with you. God, mold lives, break hearts today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, so we're going to look at 40 quick ways. No, I'm sorry. Actually, just four quick points that we're going to pull from the scriptures to give us an encouraging word today to be able to fight our fears and our anxieties and our worries. Is everybody in? First point, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, verses 1 through 3. David teaches us that by praising the Lord at all times, it is with our praise of His attributes that we are lifted above our fears. He writes in verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. Praise helps us gain a new perspective, okay? Praise helps us gain a new perspective. Praise of God's lordship over all aspects of life will help us see that He is a sovereign and omnipotent God, a powerful God, okay? And that His power is greater than any of our problems. So praise Him. We've got to praise Him in times of fear and anxieties. And that's probably the last thing that we do, isn't it? A lot of us want to try to fix things on our own. But if we praise Him and we give Him the glory, it's hard to give God the glory for hard times, isn't it? But you've got to start there. David says again, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. You know, when we're focused on Jesus as the one who overcomes the world, we're given an increased sense of His empowerment, His enabling, and courage. Jesus said in the scriptures, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Praise God for His resurrection power today that gives you the power and love and self-discipline to cast all of your anxieties upon the Lord. Praise Him. You've got to understand this morning, listen, that when you do this, He will sustain you. When you praise Him for what you're going through, He will sustain you. He will never let you down. You know, I love sports. I'm a huge sports fanatic. It doesn't matter. I like watching chess. I don't even know that. Is that a sport? But anyway, there's a lot of reality. Who likes reality TV? All right, there's some good things out there. You know, in the first service, it's like, you're two kinds of people in here. You either watch it, or you watch it and you won't admit it, or you watch it and you won't admit it. But listen, I love car shows. I love the motor vehicle. I don't know what it is. I love cars. I'm not much of a mechanic, but I like fixing up the inside and the outside. And I'm a race fan. And I just love speed. I love going fast, even though, my car's a little hoopty and it really doesn't go very fast. I love go-karts. So anyway, I love the reality car shows. I like Chasing Classic Cars. Have anybody ever watched that? Chasing Classic Cars? Well, I am like going solo. And like Wheeler Dealers. And there's some other car shows where they buy and sell cars and counting cars. There's some that are, you got to be careful with, sometimes there's some shady stuff on there. But also Deadliest Catch. Does anybody know what Deadliest Catch is? And basically what it is these big ships go out onto the Bering Sea and they're lobster fishing or crab fishing. I don't know. I don't like anything out of the water. What is it, crabs or lobster they fish for? Crabs, okay. And they throw out these big pots, and these guys work their tail off, and these pots are like 600 or 700 pounds, and then they pull them back in. But one time I was watching the show, I've watched it a couple of times, and it seems like I see them, and the weather's beautiful, and the boat's just kind of cruising along real nice, and the skies are blue, and the seagulls are around, and they're laughing and having a good time. And then I've watched it before where, look, the seas were raging. I mean, absolutely raging, and the boat's jumping out of the water, and the guys are hanging on for dear life to get the pots in, you know, and then they pan to the captain, and the captain's just, you know, cruising. Laid back. Easy going. Steady Eddie. Think about our fears and think about the Lord. Sometimes the Lord calms the storm. But also sometimes he lets the storm rage and he calms the child. Sometimes the Lord calms the storm, but sometimes he lets those storms rage in our life and he calms us. We get to that point by praising him. Praise him. Point number two. Another thing that David speaks of during times of fear and trouble is to seek him. Seek the Lord. In verse 4, David sought the Lord for a solution for all of his troubles and found deliverance from all his fears. In verse 4, he writes, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Listen, today we've got to allow the Lord to deliver us from our fears. And we do this by seeking him. Seek him as a solution for your cares. Look, we're not going to find the answers to our fears and our anxieties on the internet. You know? Or some how-to guru. Sometimes counseling doesn't even help. We've got to seek the Lord. We've got to seek the Lord. It's what David did. It's what David did. You know, whenever we feel afraid, we can trust him to provide for us whatever we need. He makes us adequate with his adequacy. He provides us with courage when we are feeling timid. He gives us the confidence to speak with clear wisdom when we are unsure of what to say. Now think about that. I know some of our fears, some people in here have the fear of witnessing. Look, it's a struggle for me at times. But we've got to know when we're in situations like that to share the gospel with people, he will give us clear wisdom. Those words that come out. Look, sometimes we fear witnessing and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with other people because we're in fear of getting rejected. Look, it's not us that people are rejecting. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Be bold. Seek him. He helps us face our obstacles with the assurance that we can do everything that God has in store for us, that God asks us to do with the help of Christ who gives us strength and gives us power. Do not try to deliver yourself with your own power, your own intelligence, your own personality. The arm of flesh will always fail. Listen to what Paul says in Romans 8, verses 5 and 6. For those who live according to the flesh think about the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, about the things of the Spirit. For the mindset of the flesh is death. The mindset of the Spirit is life and peace. Listen, when we seek the Lord, listen, you got to do something to get the ball rolling with God. I understand that. But when you come to him and you're crying out and you're seeking him for deliverance of your fears, don't just say, help me, Lord. Look, get real with him. You've got to get real with him. Openly and honestly and transparently seek him. Dig into his word. Find out what the scriptures say about the struggles that you're having, the fears and the worries and anxieties that you're going through. Don't seek help outside of his word. Again, the internet or self-help gurus or, you know, look, family and friends are fine and they're awesome and they may give you good advice, but ultimately, children of God, this is our guidebook. This is our guidebook. And if it's not in there, I guarantee it's going to be pretty close. I guarantee it's going to be pretty close. We've got to dig into his word. And we've got to spend time on our faces. I wonder how many of us sometimes will waller in our fears. Wow, I'm a Yankee. Did I just say waller? Sometimes we want to have woe is me parties instead of dropping on our face and crying out to God for help and seeking him. Listen, the flesh tells us that I've got this. When we live in the flesh, it's like, I've got this, I'm okay. God, I don't need your help. But when we're living in the Spirit, it's more like, break me, Lord. Radically change my life and deliver me from these fears in an open and transparent way. You've got to claim God's word and you've got to pray without hesitation. ceasing, seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. The third thing we're pulling out of the scriptures is to depend on the Lord. We see in verse 5. Look at verse 5 real quick. David says, those who look to him are radiant with joy. Their faces will never be ashamed. Those who try to deny feelings of fear keep themselves out of touch with the experience of having to depend on the Lord for all things. When you deny those feelings of fear, look, you're blocking God out. You're not allowing him to work in and through that situation and deliver you from your fears. Do not deny, depend. Only when we are willing to admit that fear drives us to a greater dependence on the Lord are we able to see the advantages that the feelings of fear create. And that's total dependence on God. Total dependence on God. David had it. Look to him. God told Isaiah in Isaiah 41:10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold on to you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. You know, when we feel ourselves getting weak, it's time to ask the Lord's Spirit to replace our feelings of fear with power, love, and self-discipline. Power, love, and self-discipline. We've got to allow the Lord to manifest His courage and confidence and wisdom through us as His vessel. Look, if there is sin in our lives and that sin is fear and worry and anxieties, God can't use us. Because when we're living that way, we're living a woe is me life. Are you living a woe is me life today? Look, I know life's not easy. I put my pants on one leg at a time just like you do. I struggle with things. I do. And I struggle with fear. But I've come to the realization over the last few years that there is nothing I can do to fix those fears other than praise Him and seek Him and depend on Him. And believe you me, I've tried other ways. He is the answer. He is the answer. Do not try to mask your fears. We've got to own our fears. We've got to admit them and depend on God and only God to deliver us from those fears. One summer night, back when the girls were young, I have two daughters, and it was several years ago, and it was raining out real heavy, and it was storming, and you know, thunder and lightning. It felt like the foundation of the house shaking. And Steph went upstairs and was tucking the girls into bed, and I love that. Isn't that sweet? I don't care. Well, I was gonna say I don't care if your kid's 20. Tuck them in. Hopefully they won't need tucked in at 20. You know, but it's sweet, man. Do it while you can. Do it while you can. Tuck your kids in, kiss them goodnight, pray with them, fellas. Pray with them. Very important. So one night I was sneaking up. I kind of snuck up behind them, and I kind of peeked in the door, and Steph was in there tucking them in, and she was about to turn off the light. And I heard one of them ask with a trembling voice, Mommy, will you stay with me? They were scared. It was storming out. Will you stay with me all night? And I kind of sensed Steph's countenance change, you know, and she, you know, was kind of one of those, oh. And she said, you know, she gave her, one of the girls, a big warm hug and said to her, Dear, I can't. I've got to sleep in Daddy's room tonight. And then all of a sudden there was just this long silence. And then I heard a shaky voice say, The big sissy? Depend on the Lord. So in order to overcome our fears, we've got to seek, or we've got to praise the Lord. We've got to seek the Lord. We've got to depend on the Lord. And lastly, confess to the Lord. Confess to the Lord. In verses 6 and 7, when we're feeling afraid, it's time to realize that we should confess our sins of self-reliance. Because again, when we're living in fear, we're living in the flesh. Instead of fearing the petty things in our lives that the world throws at us, and it throws plenty at us, we should fear the Lord And he will save and rescue us from our troubles. Look at 6 and 7 one more time. These are some sweet verses here. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. Look, I don't know about you, but as a Christian, I want the angel of the Lord to encamp around me. Amen? Too many of us sitting in this room today are carrying burdens that God has never intended for us to have. I stated earlier how I love cars, and I do. So today, I want you to think about fear like this, okay? You know, these new cars, I mean, in my car, if my tire is going down, a little light will come on, and, you know, I've got buttons everywhere. I can see, you know, the pressures in my tires and the temperature in my radiator, and, you know, but there's lights that come on if you're low on gas or if you're low on oil. So I want you to look at fear like this today, okay? I want you to let fear be like a warning light on the dashboard of your life. And pretend that it's a signal to attend to some problem that needs fixing before the engine of your heart overheats. Because look, we live in fear and we live in worry and we live with anxieties. That breaks our heart. I know it does with me. Sometimes we can't put one foot in front of the other because our hearts are breaking. God does not intend for that to happen. Confess that sin. Confess that sin. Do not deny your feelings of fear. Again, do not deny your feelings of fear, but use it as a catalyst to take up the full armor of God that the Apostle Paul talks about in Ephesians 6. The breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shield of faith. Confess your fears to the Lord. Confess your fears to the Lord. Today, perhaps some of us have let our guards down. Today, maybe you're feeling just a touch overwhelmed with the pressures of life, and you're living in fear. Today, fear and anxieties are taking your world over, and you feel like you're at the end of your rope. Listen, you know, as children, we were taught this fire safety technique. What was it? Do you remember what it was? Stop, drop, and roll. I've never had to do that, praise God. But I want you to listen. If those fears feel like raging fires in your life, I want you to stop, drop, and confess. Stop what you're doing. Drop to your knees and confess your sin. Okay? Know today that when you praise Him, when you seek Him, when you depend on Him, and when you confess to Him, His grace will cover you. Today, I want to encourage you, friends, my church family, find freedom in the grace and holiness of Jesus Christ. It's the only thing that will deliver you from your fears. In a moment, we're going to have a time of invitation. And I want to read you a verse or two from the song that we're going to sing. Where it goes along with this point. Listen to this. Grace covered. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Look, I want to encourage you today. And you will. If you praise Him, if you seek Him, if you depend on Him, and if you confess to Him, you will be delivered from your fears. Now look, you may find another way, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's doubtful. I know that's how I was delivered. I'm living proof of it. Not that I still don't get a little edgy sometimes with things, but I know who to go to. You know, a lady shared with me after service in the first hour and mentioned how when she comes to a point in her life where she worries about something or is in fear of something, in her mind, this is awesome, in her mind, she takes it and puts it in the box and gives it to God. And she said, Charlie, that mental picture of that, every time I do that, man, I just let go of it and let God take over. That's awesome to look at it that way. So maybe you need to look at it that way. Put it in that box and give it to God and don't pick it up. Once you are delivered from your sins of fear and worry and anxieties and you give it to the Lord, listen, I want to challenge you with this, and we're going to have an invitation in a moment, but I want to challenge you, once you are delivered from your fears and your worries, when you find that freedom through grace that's poured into you by Jesus Christ, you have to look for opportunities, okay, to use those experiences of fighting your own fears and how Jesus Christ brought you through that and pour them out into someone in need. Because there's people around you that are living in fear, and they need to see, well, how you dealt with it and how you pulled through with the love of Jesus Christ. You know, fearful times are allowed to come into our lives to make us more compassionate and sensitive and caring for those around us who have similar needs. So we can more effectively encourage them in the Lord from what we have learned through our experiences. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, and I'll close with this passage, because look, I'm all about paying it forward. Discipleship is a big thing, and it's huge in my life. And that's a part of discipleship. Taking what you've gone through and where you are in life, okay, and pouring it into someone else's. And when it comes to fear, people need help. Okay? And you can help. You may not be able to deliver them from their fears, but you can help. Apostle Paul says, "Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. He comforts us in our affliction so that they may be able to comfort those who are in any kind of affliction through the comfort we ourselves receive from God." We're going to have a time of invitation. In a moment, I'm going to pray, and I want y'all to stand. And I want you to be real with God. And I want you to be open with God and transparent before the Lord. The altar is open. If you need to come confess something, just get it out of the way. You know, if we have this room is filled with prayer warriors. And if you need somebody to pray for you, just raise your hand. And prayer warriors, gather around them and pray. You know, maybe you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ today and you're afraid of that. Well, look, we all were at one time. We don't know what that holds. I'm going to tell you, a relationship with Jesus Christ holds joy and peace and love. So maybe you're here today and God's pricking your heart and it's time for you to come into a relationship with Him and you just don't know how to get the ball rolling. Jason and I will be down front. Maybe you've been visiting for a while and today's the day that you feel like God's calling you to join our church family. We'll be down for that as well. So I'm going to pray and the band will come and play and you guys stand. And we'll have a time of invitation. Go where God's calling you to go today. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. Lord, I love you and I praise your holy name for delivering me from my fears. And God, I pray for those in our congregation right now that are sitting in these pews. Father, whether it's right now at the altar, whether it's across the sanctuary with a friend, or whether it's in the car on the way home, God, deliver those that ask for deliverance. Father, come into the hearts of those that need you. And Lord, I pray for a healing to take place today. Lord, we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.